Welcome to C-Town Chatters Podcast, 2 Cents, the podcast where we dive into the minds of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs the world has ever seen. Join us as we explore the journeys, challenges, and triumphs of the most influential entrepreneurs in the Middle East and the world. It's time to get inspired, get motivated, and get your 2 Cents. Now with your host, Ahmed Mansour.
Hello, chatterers, and welcome to the second episode of your favorite podcast, 2 Cents. So today we're going to be talking about the few things that entrepreneurs often overlook when they're starting a new business. So the first point at hand is going to be the legal and regularity compliance. See, entrepreneurs often overlook the legal and regularity compliance that come with starting a business, such as registering the business with the appropriate government agencies, obtaining necessary permits and license, and complying with tax laws. Neglecting these requirements can lead to fines, legal problems, and even the closure of the business. The second point is going to be market research. Conducting thorough market research is crucial to understanding your target audience, identifying your competition, and determining the viability of your business idea. Many entrepreneurs skip this step or only conduct surface level research. However, it should be very, very in-depth. So for example, if you're in Mصر, why افتح مطعم? Steer away from fried chicken, please. Steer away from fried chicken because the market is oversaturated with fried chicken people who add مشعف ايه وكذا. They end up not finding something to fry, so they started frying things that doesn't need frying. زي الورق عنب مثلا, ممبار, الحاجات دي. You know what I'm talking about. So always make sure that surface level research can lead to lack of understanding of the market and its needs, resulting in your business's failure. The third point, which is financial planning. Entrepreneurs often overlook the importance of financial planning, which includes developing a budget, forecasting revenue and expenses, and identifying potential funding sources. Failing to plan financially can result in cash flow problems, debt, and even bankruptcy. لو معك مليون جنيه وبتقول ان هي دي الكابيتال بتاعت البادجت بتاعك. This is when you need to be making sure in a million guinea dul are divided into different sectors, and one of them should be something that you did not expect. For example, you're building a restaurant and the roof fell off, or you got sued for some kind of reason. So if you don't do that and you don't put a little budget on the side so that you can make sure that whenever you're like in a hiccup, you have backup. One piece of advice that I would give when it comes to financial planning that I have faced myself is to always make sure that you're building a business, bearing in mind that one day you're going to be landing an investor. Building your business with this in mind will land you an investor and will make your business grow and thrive even faster. Planning just ahead to create a hub or a business thing that will not wow investors when they see it, then I would say that you would probably be on the failing scope, not on the succeeding scope. Point number 4, branding and marketing. Building a strong brand and developing effective marketing strategies are essential for attracting and retaining customers. However, many entrepreneurs neglect these aspects for their business, resulting in poor brand recognition and low sales. I mean, like, this one is no-brainer when it comes to starting a business. The branding and marketing and the PR campaigns that you're going to be doing so that people would be familiar with your product. So let me tell you a story. My wife and I, we started a beauty product that I believe that I have created for the perfect branding. When we were like doing our feasibility studies and understanding who are going to be target audience, we chose that the target audience should be A+. So before starting, we decided that we're going to create a PR campaign where we get to get this big box, black, matte, with the logo on it. You can't imagine how sexy and beautiful that box would look. And then you get to open it and you get to see the beauty products lined up like in that soapy thing. See, that's good marketing plan. That's a good PR plan. And send it to influencers, actresses, and makeup artists. If you did not have such an idea while starting your business, your branding and marketing will be fluctuating. Looking for a summer beach vacation that won't break the bank? The Bodegal Arab Hotel in Alexandria is the only place to go. Only for a limited time, travelers from Egypt can take advantage of the special package prices when making direct reservation with the Bodegal Arab. When you book just two nights at Bodegal Arab Beach Hotel, your third night is half price. That's 50% off. Or book three nights and your fourth night is for free. Yep, that's right. Stay for three nights and the fourth night is on the house. So what are you still holding out for? Reserve your discounted stay today to discover this lovely hotel's magic for yourself. All I would say from C-Town is enjoy. Point number five, hiring and human resources. As a business grows, it's important to have the right team in place to support its success. However, entrepreneurs often overlook the importance of hiring the right people, developing effective training programs, and creating a positive work culture. Neglecting these things or these aspects of the business can lead to high turnover rates, low productivity, and negative company culture. See, I'm not telling you that you should be hiring people so that you would delegate everything to them. No, you should be a man of various hats. You need to have a hat of a salesperson, a marketing and branding, and even a courier where you go yourself deliver the order to the people. But hiring and human resources, they go hand in hand to create an environment where your employees thrive. And the human resources are responsible for that. So if you neglect this, then you're neglecting one of the most important aspects of starting a business. The seventh point, scalability and growth. When starting a new business, it's important to consider its potential for scalability and growth. Many entrepreneurs focus solely on the short-term goal and fail to plan for the long-term growth and expansion. This can lead to missed opportunities and an inability to capitalize on future business opportunities. So let's say, for example, that makeup thing that I told you about earlier. Imagine if I made that PR campaign and it boomed, and now I'm getting like hundreds or thousands of orders. Am I ready to provide that market? So I need to be able to make sure that before I start, I am already ready. Point number eight. Technology and infrastructure. In today's digital age, having the right technology and infrastructure in place can be critical to the success of a new business. Entrepreneurs often overlook these aspects of their business, which can result in slow or outdated systems, security issues, and reduced productivity. Here's when I tell you that I started a business 5 years ago. It was based online and I got hacked by that Japanese crypto virus and 5 years of my life were gone with a drop of a dime. Learn from my experience and always make sure that your system and your security and everything that has to do with technology and infrastructure is up to date and is flawless and it's well and very protected. By taking the time to consider and address these often overlooked aspects of starting a new business, trust me when I say, entrepreneurs can improve their chances of success and avoid common pitfalls. This was Ahmed Mansour. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to 2 Cents, where we learn from the sharks of the business from all around the world with your host, Ahmed Mansoor. Stay inspired.